Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. And I will read it to you from the King James Version. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. I repeat, hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, a lot of time a situation may look impossible. You know, there may be an occasion where you just want to give up. You're just getting ready to give up, or you have already given up. Right? Don't. Why I say so? Because I was reading a story about Emil Batisse. She was 79 years when she was injured in a hit and run accident and wasn't expected to live. When Norman Vincent Peale went to visit her, he noticed a row of brand new poetry books that hadn't been opened. When he asked her about them, she said, "I love poetry, but I haven't read those. I'm saving them for my old age." Mrs. Batisse lived to read those books many times, and when she eventually died at 91, she was planning a trip to Europe. My dear brothers and sisters, hope is wishing for something to come true. Faith is believing it will happen. Hope is wanting something so desperately that despite all evidence to the contrary, you keep believing God for it. Hallelujah. And the remarkable thing is that the act of hoping produces a strength of its own. There was a research done in the Cornell University, and they did a study, and there was the effects of hope was astounding. Dr. Harold Wolf reported that people with hope can endure incredible burdens. I repeat, the people with hope can endure incredible burdens. One group comprised 25,000 soldiers imprisoned during World War II, subjected to forced labor, bad food, and filth, many died, while others showed only slight damage. Interviews with survivors revealed a far above average ability to hope. How were they able to keep their hope alive? It's a good question to ask. It was by drawing pictures of the girls they planned to marry, designing their future homes, and organizing business management seminars. Hope not only kept them well, it kept them alive. It's easy to see why Apostle Paul describes hope as an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past appearances to the very presence of God. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, when the Lord gave us the word, right, the dawn of hope for this year, the Lord is reminding us again that continue to hope in the Lord, stay in the presence of God, and He will bless you abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for your word. We are so grateful to you that you always come forward to encourage us. You always are there to bless us and to lead us and to guide us. Your word says, O Father, that Lord, the hope which is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, Lord, let our hope be anchored in the faith that you have given us, knowing that the things that we, O Father, have prayed for, believed for, hoped for, will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you. We hope for your coming. We know that you're coming soon. Prepare us, O Lord, that we'll be grounded and rooted in your word, that hope will be an anchor to our soul. In the name of the Lord, O Master, that we'll be undergirded by the power of the Holy Spirit, undergirded by the Word of God to overcome any and every given challenge in our lives. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them, preserve them, protect them, prosper them, because they are yours. Lord, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.